This meeting is being recorded.
This is the time and place set for the second workshop to review changes to the proposed regulation made since the first workshop held on November 3rd, 2023. Solicit comments from interested parties on those changes pertaining to Senate Bill 290, Earned Wage Access, as described by the Notice of Workshop dated and posted on December 1st, 2023. This workshop is scheduled for 10 a.m. and is being recorded. Today is Tuesday, December 19th, 2023, and the time is 10:01 a.m. Financial Institutions Staff Present at today's hearing is Commissioner Sandy O'Loughlin, Senior Deputy Attorney General Louis Soka, the Examiner and your Coordinator for today, Jennifer Ramsey, Administrative Assistant Devin Owens, and myself, Deputy Commissioner Mary Young. If you have not already done so, please take the time to mute your telephone or microphone until called upon by the coordinator to provide public comment. Also, turn off your video, and please silence your phones and electronics. Again, this workshop is being recorded. If joining by web, please activate the chat by clicking the dialogue balloon and enter your information on the sign-in sheet for the meeting record. If joining by phone, please email fidmaster@fid.state.mb.us to request to sign the form. Those who wish to provide public comment here in the room, please come to the table when I begin the public comment portion of the workshop. It is important to emphasize that the purpose of this workshop is to obtain input from all interested parties in the processing of adopting regulations pursuant to SB 290. In today's workshop, we will be soliciting general comments regarding the subject matter contained in each section of the proposed regulation, of the changes of the proposed regulation. I will be summarizing those changes made in each section of the proposed regulation today. After those sections have been read, we will take comment on those specific sections. We will now move on to item two on the agenda, public comment. This time is to provide general public comment for the record. If you wish to comment on a specific section of the proposed regulation, please hold your comment until we reach that section during the presentation. There will also be an opportunity to provide general public comment prior to the closing of the workshop. If you have written material that you would like to submit, please hand it to Devin Owens here in Las Vegas or email it to fidmaster@fid.state.mb.us. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person or less due to time constraints. Comments will first be taken from those who joined us by the web, those who joined us by phone, and then lastly by those here that joined us in Las Vegas. For those who joined us virtually, if you'd like to make public comment, type an X in the chat box or by calling the toll-free number on the agenda at 1-844-621-3956. Please wait to be recognized by the coordinator before unmuting your phone or microphone to provide a comment. Clearly state and spell your first and last name and business affiliation before you begin your comment. Do we have anyone that would like to provide public comment that joined us by the web?
We have no web commenters.
Anyone that joined us by phone?
We have no phone commenters.
Anyone that joined us here in Las Vegas? Okay, not hearing or seeing any. We will move on to agenda item three. We will now go over the changes made to the four sections of the regulation. After I summarize those sections, we will take comment on those sections. When it's time for comment, the same format as general public comment will be followed, which is comments will first be taken from those individuals that joined in by the web, second by those individuals that joined in by phone, and lastly from those here in Las Vegas. Section 3, we remove the term live from verified live data. Section 8, subsection E, we added the following language: in those specific cases where the provider is seeking repayment of outstanding proceeds. This subsection will now read, the total number and value of reimbursed overdraft or non-sufficient fund fees in the preceding year in this state, in those specific cases where the provider is seeking repayment of outstanding proceeds. Section 10, subsection 2, we changed the language of all licensees to read that licensee to make it clear that the specific licensee violating the section may be required to submit proposed advertising and not all licensees. We also added the following language to the end of this subsection: or any electronic or print formatted distributed to the user's workplace. Section 15, we removed the entire section 15 from the proposed regulation. We received two comments directed towards the application vetting language in SB 290, which states we will vet each owner of the applicant. The comments requested we add language in the regulation to exclude individuals with minimal ownership to ease the burden on both an applicant and the division to vet hundreds of individuals that have minimal ownership and no say today in the day-to-day operations of the applicant. The division agrees to add language in the regulation to minimize such burden. The proposed language was emailed to all known stakeholders yesterday afternoon, and a copy of this language is provided with the workshop packet here to those in Las Vegas. The division proposes the following language: For the purposes of Section 13(2) of Senate Bill 290, certain direct owners may request an exemption from the requirements in Section 13(2). An applicant seeking an exemption must submit proof of the following to the commissioner: that an individual holds less than 10% shares or member interest in the applicant or licensee, that the individual is not also a managing member, officer, or control person, or responsible person for the applicant or licensee, and that the commissioner has the discretion to approve or deny any request and may revoke any exemption granted under this section. If anyone wishes to offer comments on these changes, now's the time to do so. Do we have any that joined us by web that would like to provide comment?
We have no web. Oh, we have one commenter from the web, Aaron,
we're ready for your comment. If you can please remember to state your first and last name and spell it, and say your business affiliation, please.
He's trying to unmute.
Hi, good morning. I'm Aaron Marysville. I'm with Captain Owen. And they are
Can we make it loud?
I'm wondering.
Sorry, sir. Hold on one second. We're having a hard time hearing you clearly.
Try again.
Okay, go ahead and try again, sir.
For Aaron Marysville from AASIS. My name is spelled A-N-R-O-N. M-A-R-E-N-T-H-A-L. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay. I'm wondering, for Section 17, is there a particular way you'd like the exemption to be requested? I have a feeling that providers have potentially hundreds of individual owners. So I'm wondering if it could be a request for a blanket exception, or how you all would, I guess, go about doing that.
As part of the initial application process, when you enter all the owners, our licensing supervisor will contact you with any questions that she has when she looks at the full ownership percentage of each individual. And then she will work with you on what the exemption will look like from there. But this will be done at, of course, at initial application process, because any change of control, there's a different provision in SB 290 that would cover a change of control.
Okay, so for the initial application, we'll just work with the department?
Correct. As soon as the licensing supervisor reviews the full list of ownership, then she'll let you know how to proceed from there and which ones we won't vet. Of course, because we still need to know all the owners of the company that we're going to license. We just may not need to vet them.
Got it. Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Thank you for your question.
Next, we have Clark from the web.
Okay, Clark, we are ready for your comment. If you can please remember to spell your first and last name and state your business affiliation.
Hi, I think I'm successfully unmuted, but let me know if folks are having any trouble hearing me. My name is Clark Wartham, C-L-A-R-K, last name W-A-R-T-H-E-N, and I'm with Daily Pay, Inc., another provider in the space. And actually think my comment can be pretty short. It's on the same subject as what Aaron had mentioned, so we just wanted to get a little clarity around making sure that the division is not looking for several hundred individual applications for exemption for the holders like me who hold a very small number of stock options or stock, but that it could be either a blanket filed by the company on behalf of all of those small holders or another way to handle that so that you don't have hundreds of folks looking for that exemption. But it sounds like the answer is go ahead and submit the initial application, and then the division will reach out and let us know what they're looking for. But let me know if I'm misstating the state of play there.
Right. But you're correct, because initial application, again, licensing is going to need to know the complete ownership. And then you'll submit the complete ownership with the percentage that each individual holds. And then from there, she'll request from those individuals what she needs to vet those individuals. But the rest of the listing is just going to be all the ownership. And then, of course, if there's any change in that ownership from initial approval, that would be considered a change of control application, which is covered in a different section in the Senate bill itself.
Excellent. Understood. And certainly our read is that everyone who, in the first instance, everyone who holds 10%, we're already certainly having them complete those personal history forms, because we thought that was pretty clear. But thank you. I think that was the crux of the comment. So thank you, Aaron, as well for raising that.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your comment. Do you have anyone else?
Next, we have Mark from the web.
Okay, Mark, we're ready for your comment. Please remember to state your first and last name and spell it, and state your business affiliation.
Yes, thank you. It's Mark Fiorentino. That's Fiorentino. I'm with Kempfer Kroll, and we represent Earnin. I think I can be very quick, too. So just consistent with the discussion we've already had this morning, it may be better to change Section 17, just change the language so that instead of it saying certain direct owners may request, that it say the applicant may request. So okay, that sounds consistent with what the instructions you just gave, but that's our only comment.
Let's see. Okay, thank you for your comment.
Next we have Catherine.
Thank you.
Next we have Catherine from the web.
Catherine,
we're
ready.
Hi, yes.
Good morning.
Catherine Gamelin, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, G-A-M-E-L-I-N, and I'm from Branch Messenger. And I just wanted to second that we also, you know, have a concern about the number of owners and the number of exemption applications that you guys are going to be getting in this case. So I just wanted to say, with what's been already said, I'm seconding that.
Correct, thank you. And the exemption is not going to be for each individual, it's going to be for the applicant as a whole. So it's okay. Going to be just be one listing of all the ownership, and then our licensing will decide pursuant to the regulations. Again, granted that this regulation language is approved by LCB to move forward with adopting this language, then after she gets the listing of the ownership, then she'll just need to vet those individuals as stated in the regulation. And the exemption will be for the applicant as a whole, because again, if there's any change to that applicant as a whole, that would be considered the change of control app and that's covered in the Senate bill.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We have no more web commenters.
Do you have anyone that joined us by phone or like to provide a comment?
We have no phone commenters.
Anyone here in Las Vegas? Okay, not hearing or seeing any other comments here. We'll move on to item 4. Which will open up to public comment once more. If anyone would like to make additional comments, now's the time to do so. Comments will first be taken from those who joined us by web, second by phone, and those here in Las Vegas. For those who would like to provide a comment that joined us virtually, please type an X in the chat box or call the toll-free number 1-844-621-3956, and please wait to be recognized by the coordinator. Do we have anyone that would like to provide public comment that joined us by the web?
We have no web commenters.
Those who joined us by phone.
We have no phone commenters.
Those who joined us here in Las Vegas. Okay, not hearing or seeing any other comments. We'll move on to item 5 of the agenda, closing the workshop. But before we close the workshop, just to remind everyone to please sign the sign-in sheet in the chat section. And for those who called in, to please email fidmaster@fid.state.nb.us to request to sign the form. Okay, the workshop pertaining to the regulations of Senate Bill 290 is hereby closed and adjourned on December 19th, 2023, and the time is 10:14 a.m. Thank you.
This meeting is no longer being recorded.